In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding. And on this week's episode, we're delving into the story of the Hawkhurst Gang. Who were the infamous Hawkhurst Gang and what did they do? And where do they reside now? Welcome back to another episode of Paranormal Activity. And as always, we kick off things with this week's fact or fiction. Listen for the answer at the end. So here it is. According to descriptions or depictions provided by believers, a true ghost always appears in the likeness of a living being. But is it true? What do you think? Is this fact or fiction? Find out at the end of the show. During the 1700s, the Hawkhurst Smugglers was a formidable and notorious smuggling gang that operated from 1735 to 1749 in southeast England, from Dorset to Kent. However, the gang mostly favoured Kent for their smuggling activities because of its geological position, its local features, and its variety of coast. The Hawkhurst smuggling gang consisted of as many as 500 men at times, with many carrying either a pistol or blunderbuss. They acquired their name from the village of Hawkhurst in Kent, although one gang member claimed they were called the East Country People. The gang's success relied on their ability to dominate through terror, and their terror did not just apply to their victims. Gang members were also sometimes subject to brutality, and to demonstrate their brutality, when one of their own gang members was suspected of providing information against them, he was literally flogged to death. Additionally, references to the Hawkhurst gang often included such descriptions as unredeemed brutes. The Hawkhurst smuggling gang's criminal activities were not just limited to smuggling. Supposedly, they supported themselves by highway robberies and housebreaking. In addition, for many years, the gang was also a pest to Weald area inhabitants. The cruelties meted out to those who opposed them were brutal. This resulted in the inhabitants of Goudhurst forced to either desert their houses and leave their property or unite to oppose by force the lawless smugglers. The Goudhurst citizens chose the latter and signed a declaration expressing their abhorrence of the conduct of the smugglers and their determination to oppose them. To ensure success, the Goudhurst citizens also formed the Goudhurst Band of Militia. It was led by an army man named William Sturt, who had recently received his discharge from a regiment of foot and had by chance also been the person who induced the Goudhurst citizens to fight back. When the smugglers learned of Goudhurst militia, they decided to test their mettle. The leader of the gang gave notice to the townsmen that he and his gang would attack on the 21st of April, 1747, by force of arms, take possession of the town, murder its inhabitants, and after plundering, would reduce it to ashes. On the appointed day, at the appointed time, the smugglers appeared with their leader. He was a bold, resolute fellow named Thomas Kingsmill, alias Staymaker, a native of Goudhurst. Shots were exchanged and one of the smugglers fell, but it was not until two more lost their lives and others were wounded that the smugglers withdrew. As the militia had the upper hand, they pursued the smugglers, and although Kingsmill escaped, several other gang members were captured. Soon after the Goudhurst militia success, Dorset smugglers, who are friends of the Hawkhurst gang, suffered an unfortunate incident. Their boat was captured with upwards of 2 tons of tea and 39 casks of spirits. After their tea and spirits was deposited safely in the Poole Custom House, the Dorset smugglers called upon the Hawkhurst gang to assist them in recovering it, and the Hawkhurst gang agreed. However, fearing they might be discovered because a Fordham Bridge shoemaker named Chater talked to an exciseman named Galley, the Hawkhurst gang drugged both men. They then tied them on horses and took them to the Red Lion Inn at Rake, where they were tortured and brutalised. Eventually, Galley was buried alive and Charter thrown headlong into the well, and fancying they heard him breathe or groan, they threw posts and stones in upon him. One of the Hawkhurst smuggling gang members eventually betrayed the gang. This resulted in a special commission established to drive out the murderers. Because of all the gang's criminal activities, a list of wanted gang members was issued by the government, and a £50 reward was offered for each smuggler brought to justice. This resulted in the capture of several desperados: Benjamin Tapner, William Carter, Richard Mills, Richard Mills the Younger, John Cobby, John Hammond, and William Jackson. In 1749, the arrested gang members' trial was held in January at Chichester. Collectively, they were found guilty. Jackson died that same evening in the jail, and the remainder were hung in chains in the presence of a vast concord of thrilled spectators. And later, Kingsmill was captured and executed. With his death in April of 1749, the Hawkhurst smuggling gang was essentially smashed up, to the relief of all peaceful and law-abiding citizens. So, what is said to be of them today, the Hawkhurst gang? Well, the Mermaid Inn is a historic inn which is located in Mermaid Street in the town of Rye in East Sussex, and it's one of the best known inns in the UK today. The inn was established in the 12th century and it has a long history. The main building dates back to 1420 and the additions were built in the 16th century. Only the cellars of the original building survived. The inn has a strong connection with the Hawkhurst gang, who made use of the inn's many secret passages and Rye's history as a port in the 18th century. In room 17, the wife of the Hawkhurst gang founder, George Grey, is said to reside, often appearing in the middle of the night as a ghost rocking on a chair in the room. And it is said the five members of the gang still reside there today. Well, this is a strange one for me and something that many people haven't heard about. But when I investigated the Mermaid Inn for the TV programme Most Haunted, I was so excited. As you know, I love history, and the thought of staying the night in the famous Mermaid Inn was a dream come true, as it would be for any newbie paranormal investigator. It has a great history, as we've just heard, but the ghosts of these smugglers, these murderers, and the wife sitting in the chair, it just made the hairs stand up on the back of my neck. So back in 2002, I went with my team and I began to film. We were expecting all sorts of paranormal activity because many people have been there, many people have stayed there and reported all sorts of paranormal activity. People that work there, eyewitnesses over the years, have seen and reported so much paranormal activity. But for us, after a very long day and night, I have to tell you, we were all a little bit disappointed. Because to be honest, nothing much happened at all. I think, if I remember rightly, we did manage to catch a door opening and closing on its own. The heavy wooden latch lifted up by itself and the door slowly opened to reveal nothing or no one standing there. But just before this happened, one investigator was sure that he had heard footsteps and a shadow moving outside the door. So they were sure someone human must have been responsible for opening the door. But when they discovered no one was there, they soon came to the conclusion that a ghost must have opened it. Could it have been one of the ghostly smugglers? Or maybe it was the spirit of the wife of George Grey.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now, as I was thinking about the mermaid inn, I began to look into just how many paranormal investigations. We're going off at a bit of a tangent here, but it's fine. Stay with me. As I say, I began to look at how many paranormal investigations I've been on when nothing much happened. And let me tell you, there have been plenty. During Most Haunted's many investigations around the world, there were a couple of locations that came to mind. Two castles in the Netherlands stood out. Castel Dorworth, where the ghost of a witch had been seen riding a carriage pulled by headless horses, and Castle Amersoyen, which is haunted by the ghost of a lady in blue. Well, let me tell you, we tried everything in these two locations, and nothing happened, as far as I can remember. We were all so incredibly disappointed and panicked, myself and Carl, because we were sort of producing and directing these shows, thinking that these two investigations that we had filmed were going to be so incredibly boring. In the end, I think we did capture some little bits and bobs, but they could have been explained as logical occurrences. So this got me thinking, why do some locations like the Mermaid Inn, for some people, some paranormal investigators, and other places that have wonderful reputations as being haunted, can sometimes give up nothing, nada, not even a little whisper of anything paranormal, which is incredibly frustrating. And I think you've heard me say time and time again, energy. At the beginning of Most Haunted, I'll be honest, we didn't have the right team. The energy didn't gel. And that, in my opinion, is what makes a great investigation. So I think We have over, yes, I think this is right, we have over 70 programmes sitting on the shelf in the edit suite that will never see the light of day because they are so boring, because nothing happens. And what you see now on the TV shows, they're the edited versions of hours and hours and hours of us sitting patiently in the dark, hoping and praying that something will occur. Remember, when you do go ghost hunting, take people with you who you trust, like-minded people who want to see and experience something paranormal. It's no good if one or two of them are just along for the ride, or you've dragged your husband or your wife. Oh, come on, you'll drive, won't you, tonight, love? They will, as I call it, mute the activity. And I've seen this happen so many times, you know. You can be getting loads of great paranormal activity, and as soon as the muter comes into the room, it all stops. Interesting, isn't it? Well, for the past 10 years, I've been working with the loveliest, kindest, caring, like-minded group of people that are not just my co-investigators, they are my friends who I absolutely love to bits. So that's why I think when we go into these spooky locations, we get a lot of activity. It's the energy, you see. So I want to know, are you starting out as a paranormal investigator? If you are, I would love to hear from you. Please get in touch. Details at the end of the show, which is coming up in a sec. Now, let's get the answer to this week's fact or fiction. And to remind you, it was, according to descriptions or depictions provided by believers, a true ghost always appears in the likeness of a living being. But is it true? Well, what do you think? Well, of course, I know what you're all shouting. It's fiction. Ghosts come, as we all know, in shapes and sizes, from human-like beings to movement in the wind to dark, shadowy shapes, demonic shapes. They can even be the ghosts of animals. As I said, if you are starting out as a paranormal investigator and you've got a new group, please, I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with me and share your stories. Here's the address. It's paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. Or I am on WhatsApp, and here's the number for you to leave a beautiful voice note. It's 075-999-27537. We are on Instagram, where we share photographs and videos and stories. Here's the handle. It's @paranormalactivitypod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow. And I'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk, or you can search Paranormal Activity on Acast Plus, where you can find options to get extra content and episodes a day early. Have a great week, stay safe, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.